You're listening to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke in for Lori Walsh. U.S. Attorney for the District of South Dakota, Randy Seiler, provides opening and closing remarks this Thursday in Porcupine at the Protecting Our Tribal Communities Conference. Responding to drugs, violent crime, and public corruption are themes at the afternoon conference, which features several guest speakers. The event is sponsored by the South Dakota United States Attorney's Office and the Oglala Sioux Tribe. What does the conference hope to accomplish? U.S. Attorney Randy Seiler joins us to shed some light. Mr. Seiler, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you, Steve. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you with us. First of all, tell us how the conference came together and how your office is working with the Oglala Sioux Tribe.
Steve, this is a continuing commitment by the South Dakota United States Attorney's Office to Indian country and tribal communities, and an effort to do outreach and make our tribal communities safer. This is the fourth such public event that we've held this year. It's an outreach program, a community prosecution strategy, where the South Dakota U.S. Attorney's Office on a regular basis reaches out to various communities, not just on the Pine Ridge Reservation, but across all of the reservations in South Dakota, to reaffirm our continuing and ongoing commitment to Indian country. On Pine Ridge specifically, as I indicated, this is the fourth such public event that we've held this year. We've previously held events in the communities of Pine Ridge, Kyle, Juan Blee, and now this Thursday we're doing outreach in partnership with the Oglala Sioux Tribe and President Wes Weston in Porcupine on the Pine Ridge Reservation.
Yeah, and I should say we had hoped that President Weston would join us today, but the Oglala Sioux Tribe is actually having their tribal council meeting, so he was unable to join us on the air. It's good to hear about the commitment from both sides on this. We're talking here about several issues: drugs, violent crime, public corruption. Are these matters becoming urgent, or were we seeing these well before these conferences began?
You know, they've been constant, I would say. Issues of public safety in Indian country have long been a priority of the South Dakota United States Attorney's Office. I've implemented a community prosecution strategy in which our federal prosecutors do outreach in Indian country. We have federal prosecutors assigned to each reservation to work with the tribal communities, the tribal court system, tribal prosecutors, and tribal governments to raise awareness, to raise trust, to do outreach, to help tribal communities realize and understand that there are options, to make them aware of ongoing resources that are available to address these public safety and criminal justice issues in Indian country, and to send the message that our federal agencies, our federal partners, our law enforcement partners that we work with on a regular basis, for example, the FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the postal inspectors, all of these federal law enforcement agencies are working with the South Dakota U.S. Attorney's Office to address these issues. Now, on top of that, the message is that the Oglala Sioux Tribe Department of Public Safety and the Oglala Sioux Tribe's President's Office under President Weston's leadership are standing in partnership and standing shoulder to shoulder to address these issues on an ongoing basis in Indian country.
And getting back to what you said, too, about members working with people, not just arresting or they see a crime and they act on it. One of the major topics here during this conference is reentry programs and services from jail to home, identifying individual offender needs while incarcerated to facilitate a successful, productive, and holistic community reintegration. So obviously that's part of the outreach you're talking about to the tribes, not just at Pine Ridge, but throughout the state of South Dakota. How do we go about doing that successfully?
You know, it's been a recurring challenge. Recidivism issues, both at the tribal and federal level have been a recurring issue, not just in South Dakota, but across this country, that as we look, generally speaking, at statistics across country, across the country and across Indian country, recidivism by individuals who have previously been in the system varies from around 50% to some substantial percentage points higher than that. But one of the areas that I think has been underemphasized and underrepresented is trying to integrate and trying to address reentry issues at the tribal jail level. We see as federal prosecutors that in Indian country, there are a number of tribal offense violations or tribal convictions prior to individuals committing federal offenses. So if we can do outreach and address these issues at the tribal court level in cooperation with the tribes, I think overall that we will have an impact on the major crimes that are occurring in Indian country. Steve, this is an ecosystem approach, if you will, to addressing violent crime across South Dakota, but certainly in Indian country. Mm-hmm. We're looking at and addressing issues with respect to the prosecution function, for example. In Indian country, we work with the tribal prosecutors to have discussions to look at issues with respect to cases, whether they should be addressed at the tribal court level or at the federal level. Within the last 3 or 4 days, we've sworn in two tribal prosecutors as federal special assistant United States attorneys. We now have a special assistant United States attorney who is also a tribal prosecutor at Sisseton-Wahpeton. And just yesterday in federal court, the Flandreau tribal prosecutor was sworn in as a special assistant United States attorney in addition to being a tribal prosecutor. So this gives us an increased level of coordination, an increased level of awareness, an increased level of making decisions on a joint basis whether cases should go federal, stay at the tribal level, and what's the best way to achieve justice with respect to individual defendants.
Very interesting. Understood. Another issue during this conference is going to be, by the way, our guest is Randy Seiler, U.S. Attorney for the District of South Dakota, and we're visiting about the Protecting Our Tribal Communities Conference, which is Thursday in Porcupine, South Dakota. Mr. Seiler, again, a big point of discussion will be drugs. We hear so much about meth, heroin, opioids. Where's it all coming from, and is the problem worse on South Dakota's reservations than it is around the rest of the state?
To answer the last part of your question first, no. It's not worse in Indian country than it is in other areas. I think generally speaking, it's a problem, obviously, that permeates communities across South Dakota and across this country. Opioids, methamphetamine, other illegal drugs are a problem regardless of whether you live in Indian country or whether you live in Sioux Falls or Fargo or Minneapolis or wherever it happens to be. Methamphetamine specifically, because of its general low cost and availability, seems to have permeated Indian country at a faster rate sometimes than in the rest of the country. South Dakota, generally speaking, has done a very good job in terms of our legislature and our laws in addressing issues with respect to meth labs and the ingredients necessary to make methamphetamine. Almost all of the meth we see now is coming up and across the border from Mexico, coming in through Omaha, through Denver, through Minneapolis. It's not being manufactured, if you will, in South Dakota. And because of that, our federal prosecutors have a unique role to play because we can follow the money, we can follow the drugs, we can have discussions with defense counsel and with respect to these matters. So not only to address the individual methamphetamine users or small-time distributors sometimes that we see in South Dakota and around Indian country, but to address the big fish, the folks that are importing it, that are the big distributors. And so we've created task forces in Western South Dakota that address issues with respect to not specifically just the Pine Ridge Reservation, but across Western South Dakota, the Northern Black Hills, the Southern Black Hills, in Rapid City. This is all part of the whole distribution system with respect to methamphetamine. Steve, the other thing we've done is we've opened a local office in Pine Ridge on the Pine Ridge Reservation. We call it Walk-In Wednesdays. We have representatives of the South Dakota U.S. Attorney's Office that staff this office on a regular basis, and the People's Justice Center located in the Pine Ridge community. And that has given us a huge source of information with respect to individuals providing information. We certainly want all types of information. We want more information. But as I've monitored the information and the citizens that are walking into our Pine Ridge office over the course of the last 7 or 8 or 9 months, we are seeing additional individuals stopping by, providing us with information, and that's crucial to addressing all kinds of federal violations, federal law violations, and tribal law violations in Indian Country.
That in part,
law enforcement, prosecution can't do this alone.
Yeah.
It has to be a joint effort of everyone involved.
That in part helps answer my next question, because when a person gets involved with illegal drugs or abuses legal drugs, there's a domino effect, and it seeps into one's family and also into the community. And what you just described kind of tells how we as a community can help in that area.
That's exactly right. And along these lines, we've partnered with Avira Healthcare Systems. We're having a conference in Sioux Falls on October 18th, which is entitled The Opioid Epidemic, A Wicked Problem of the Worst Kind. And we're bringing together federal prosecutors, law enforcement, doctors, the best and brightest minds in the fight against opioid abuse. We're going to explore the challenges of addiction, both from a law enforcement perspective, but also a healthcare perspective. And they're not isolated. As you've pointed out, a lot of abuse of opioids starts with legal prescriptions from the healthcare system, where individuals become addicted, and then it becomes a community, public safety, law enforcement, prosecution issue. So it's a statewide conference. So we're addressing it, in terms of kind of a global approach with task forces, with conferences, in partnership with healthcare providers, but also on the law enforcement perspective. And finally, with respect to a prevention aspect, it's a three-legged stool, if you will. It's prevention, it's enforcement, it's education. We have outreach programs in school about drug abuse, not only in Indian Country, but across South Dakota, where our prosecutors are out there addressing and being involved in the schools and presenting educational forums about, obviously, the dangers of illegal drugs and becoming addicted.
Sure. We have just a little over a minute left, and I hate to give this topic a short shrift, but another area is public corruption with respect to Indian Country. What can you tell us about the Guardians Project, which is part of the forum?
Since I've been U.S. Attorney, Steve, I've implemented a program called The Guardians, and this addresses public corruption in Indian Country. It's a number of law enforcement agencies across jurisdictional lines, Social Security Administration, Health and Human Services, Department of Interior, lots of offices of inspector generals who are partnering with our office to address public corruption in Indian Country. I've assigned a full-time coordinator to that office, and to date, we've addressed issues with respect to more than 30 cases that address the issues of public corruption in Indian Country and eliminating fraud, waste, and abuse, and prosecuting those individuals who carry it to the next level. So in addition to that, we're looking at fraudsters across the board, if you will, in terms of elder abuse, Social Security, those type of issues, and it's been an incredibly successful program.
Protecting Our Tribal Communities is the name of the conference to be held this Thursday in Porcupine. U.S. Attorney Randy Seiler provides opening and closing remarks, and I've learned a lot this afternoon. Mr. Seiler, thank you so much for joining us to discuss these important issues.
Steve, thank you for having us.